With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, just about every week, we've provided an update on the NAFTA negotiations. Round four of the NAFTA negotiations have begun, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was asked, as the fourth round of negotiations began, if some difficult agriculture issues would be put on the table.
That's not my job. That's the U.S. Trade Ambassador's job, and I know Ambassador Lighthizer will do a great job. We'll begin putting issues on the table, though I'm sure that he will. We've got specific things that we want to address, particularly with Canada and with Mexico, but I'll leave that to the ambassador.
Meanwhile, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, in a conference call with reporters, discussed a new partnership with Farmers for Free Trade and the importance of the NAFTA negotiations.
We understand that farmers have to have a seat at the table. And we can't just set aside while all the other countries in the world continue to work out trade agreements between themselves and leave our farmers and ranchers behind. Our rural communities do not deserve that. Our farmers and ranchers do not deserve that. And to keep our food secure here in our country, we need to have a healthy agricultural community.
Farmers for Free Trade also recently launched a campaign rebuilding local support for trade in states across the country. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.